After Me Comes the Flood by Sarah Perry. Narrated by Leighton Pugh. Wednesday. Part 1. I'm writing this in a stranger's room on a broken chair at an old school desk. The chair creaks if I move, and so I must keep very still. The lid of the desk is scored with symbols that might have been made by children or men, and at the bottom of the inkwell, a beetle is lying on its back. Just now I thought I saw it move, but it's dry as a husk and must have died long before I came. There's a lamp on the floor by my feet with painted moths on the paper shade. The bulb has a covering of dust thick as felt, and I daren't turn it on in case they see and come and find me again. There are two windows at my side, and a bright light at the end of the garden throws a pair of slanted panels on the wall. It makes this paper yellow, and the skin of my hands. They don't look as if they have anything to do with me. And it makes me wonder where mine are and what they're doing. I've been listening for footsteps on the stairs or voices in the garden, but there's only the sound of a household keeping quiet. They gave me too much drink. There's a kind of buzzing in my ears, and if I close my eyes, they sting. I've never kept a diary before. Nothing ever happens to me worth the trouble of writing it down. But I hardly believe what happened today or what I've done. I'm afraid that in a month's time I'll think it was all some foolish novel I read years ago when I was young and knew no better. I brought nothing with me and found this notebook pushed to the back of the drawer in the desk where I sit now, hidden.